Episode 2039, The Power of When.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you feeling? It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Are you ready to go after what you were created for? Are you ready to set your schedule as to how it benefits you and your life? It's the power of when. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when gives structure to your dreams, plans, and goals. It helps to set routines and follow through. Discover the power of when and live your best life. Now, that power of when is W-H-E-N, not win as you're going to win for the day, W-I-N, but it's the power of when, W-H-E-N. You know, life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us the value of life. What are you valuing right now in this moment? Is it your laundry? I mean, seriously, let's be real. Is it your kiddos? Is it more of your schedule and your organization? How things run and flow in your household? Is it your job, your career? Is it your spouse? What do you value in life? Where do you want your life to go? Now, these are some tough, heavy questions, I know, at the start of the week, but you know, here at Create Your Now, it's about going deeper. It's not about just living on the surface. We all can see the surface. And some of it, it looks great. You know, if you have a granite countertop and you have all the different vines and cuts and movements and colors in it, right? You can put different food or even dirt on it and it still looks clean. But when you look at it from a different level, you then begin to see the ridges, the stuff that piles up, the bumps and the leftover cheese or the spilt milk. And you're thinking, well, that wasn't supposed to be there. That's not part of this stone work that I have. Life is the same way. We've got to look at it from all different angles, not just from the surface level. We've got to go deeper. In order to live the life of your dreams, time must be considered. We all have 24 hours in a day to live life and to make our dreams come true. It's how time is utilized that opens or closes the doors to your dreams. So how do you want to utilize 24 hours? Well, I'm sure you want to go to the bathroom and you want to eat and you need to sleep, right? Those are kind of our basics. Then anything on top of that is like extra bonus. And I know you're thinking, well, if I just get up, that's a great thing. If my kids don't scream, that's really what I'm looking forward to. All of our lives are different. And we have to look at where we are in the seasons of life that we're in, the stages that our family are in, you know, our members, whether it's your spouse or your children, whether it's your furry animals and those four-legged creatures that you love so dearly. We have to look to see, how do we want to spend our hours? Well, if we have eating, going to the bathroom, and sleeping, those are our basics. I mean, that's necessities of life. But what goes beyond that? The power of when, W-H-E-N, sets the trajectory of success or failure based on the structure of your timeline. We don't look at when the way that we think we need to. We look at our schedule and say, at 7 o'clock, I need to be here. You probably set your alarm this morning for a certain time to get up, whether it was 4 o'clock, 4:30, maybe you get up at 6. Maybe you're still in summer hours. The kids are not going back to school because they're not going back until after Labor Day. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to kind of go with the flow here and we're not going to have an alarm today. You set your time every single day. You probably have a set time where you eat dinner. I wish I did. Not really. We're pretty flexible. We like to eat as a family. And so depending upon dad's schedule and my schedule, and then of course the kids' schedule, because they're about ready to hit school full speed ahead, we are 1 week and counting. So yes, we are 7 days and it's takeoff. But we look at those and we set our schedule based on a time, right? We call the dentist and we say, we need an appointment at the dentist's office. And they give you a time, a designated hour to appear to be taken care of. So the power of when, W-H-E-N, sets the trajectory of success or failure based on the structure of your timeline. And guess who is in control of your timeline? You are. You can say yes or no to things. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to spend this whole episode on saying yes to everything, because a lot of us lead that life. We say yes to everything because we have a difficult time saying no. But what you can do is you can begin to say, okay, what is my importance in this world? What does God want me to do? Where does He want me to lead others? How does He want me to impact the world that I touch? There is no time like the present. You see, you are not guaranteed tomorrow, but you have today. You have this moment right now. So how are you choosing to spend it? You structure your timeline. Now, I know if you have a job, your boss may say you have to appear at a certain time. Well, that still is your choice, because if you don't want to appear at that time, you have to go look for another job. So in reality, and us being really raw and honest with ourselves, you have full, complete control of what you do every waking minute. Now that should make you feel really good or really bad. Because if you are one that is so set and organized, you're like, I got this, then you're feeling good about yourself. But if you're one who likes to fly by the seat of her pants, you might be saying, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable in this discussion. I don't like where this is leading me. So if you are wanting to live your best life, you got to embrace the power of when. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Embrace the power of when. Set your schedule and routines that add to your life. You don't want to add stuff into your life that's actually going to subtract the value in what you're looking for. Make the dream yours and live your best life. So I want to talk to you about three different areas when it comes to the power of when. And it's all based on three questions. Number one, at what time? We ask this question all the time. About, okay, what time do you want me to be there? At what time am I scheduled for this? You also look at it from the perspective of, okay, if I'm trying to write a book, if I want to go back to school and get my PhD, if I want to renovate my kitchen, you may be looking at your life where you are and say, okay, this has got to be perfect, right? At what time is all about perfectionism at its best? It's easy to become stuck in looking for the perfect time. I know when my daughter was considering dates for getting married, she was looking for that perfect time, that perfect date. When would it fit everybody's schedule? And I'm going to be honest with you, it did not fit in our schedule. Her family, me, her father, her siblings, the date that she chose did not fit our schedule. It fit everybody else's. Everybody on her fiance's side, it worked for their family. But for us, no. And I'm thinking, hello, what's going on here? It wasn't the perfect time. But in reality, would any time have been absolutely perfect? Probably not. Now, we had some extenuating circumstances during that time, and we made adjustments. But I'm just being frank with you, right? We are looking always in life for that perfect time. And we get stuck on saying, gosh, you know, my kids, they're like toddlers and preschool age. And now is just not the time for me to be sitting thinking about building a business. Call me crazy, but I'm lucky to be able to see straight when I get up in the morning because I've already been up for 3 hours throughout the night. I can't do it right now, right? We're looking for that perfect time. At what time for you? You've got to look at that differently now. Remember the granite countertops where you've got all the different stuff, all the markings of the stone, the veins of it, the colorations. At what time is this going to work? It's not about perfect. It's not about perfectionism. But what can you make work? Number two, how soon? This has a tendency to lean toward the season of life. Will it fit into where I am now? Is this really going to work, right? You've got toddlers and preschoolers, and they're running your household, and you're like, there's no way starting a new business is going to work for me. Maybe you have middle schoolers and high schoolers, and you're looking at writing your book, and you're thinking, right now, all their friends eventually will be coming back over. I mean, this stuff too shall pass, and life will get back to whatever we create as the normal. And so the household is going to be buzzing again. Maybe now isn't the right time because as soon as it all starts back, which, well, you know, I'm hoping that it'll be, you know, just after Christmas or just after the new year, then it's going to be crazy again. I'm going to have no free time. It's not going to look like it looks now. The how soon part is trying to take what we have and fit it into the season of our life. What would happen if we switched it around and said, this is what we want to live. Let's make it work in our life. And finally, number three, in what circumstances? This is completely missed, in my opinion. We are overly concerned about, quote unquote, the perfect time, which we already talked about, right? At what time? And we leave out what it would look like in our circumstances. We already know there's not a perfect time. We already know how difficult it is to fit everything into a season. But if you look at your circumstances, you could try and wait till everything lines up, but do you really think all the stars are going to line up? Remember my drive home to drop my daughter off to meet her niece that's now, or my niece, her cousin that's back on the mainland? And I told you about that beautiful moon that I saw. I saw it only for just a few minutes, and then it disappeared under the dark clouds. Our dreams do that too. We see our dreams for just a few minutes, and then all of a sudden, life happens, all those clouds, and it covers up what we think we should be going after, and therefore, we shut down because, the power of when, it doesn't fit in. At what time, how soon, and what circumstances, everything doesn't line up, the stars aren't there. So it's not going to work for me. So I'm just going to live disappointed. And I guess I'm going to be okay with that. And I'm going to be frustrated for the next 7 years until I take time again to look at this. Embrace the power of when. There is going to be no perfect time. There is going to be no perfect situation. There is going to be no perfect season. My husband and I, we got married when we were young, obviously, in our 20s, and we both had agreed that we would get him through his graduate training and schooling, and then we would have our first child. So we had 4 years of more training, and I agreed because I was going to be on the tail end of that with going back to school, too. We were both going to be going to med school, and looking at all of it, we were like, okay, if I got pregnant where then I had and gave birth the summer after he graduated, that would be what? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Splendid. It would work into our plan. But the power of when was in much greater control. Yeah, I know God was. And he did it with all five of our children. None of our children were planned. If we had it planned out, we might have two children right now. Seriously, maybe a third. But he did not want to have any children during that time. We had two by the time he graduated. Crazy, I know. God obviously had other plans. But you see, we try to fit everything in, whether it's having a baby, whether it's getting that perfect job, changing even careers, building a business, writing a book, renovating your kitchen or your bathroom, some portion of your house. Maybe it's buying a new home. You could be looking at all of these circumstances and going, you know what? These are my dreams, Christiane, but I can't do it because, and you've got a laundry list of things. Why are you living with your laundry list more than you're living with your dream? Yeah, that kind of kicks you in the gut, doesn't it? I know. Because I've been asking myself the same question. The power of when, W-H-E-N, it's not in everything lining up. Nothing is going to line up. There's always going to be something that gets in the way. A medical problem. A child, not necessarily giving birth, but just something with children. It might be your job. It could be a move. It could be your marriage. There are so many things that play into our life. Remember, life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us the value of life. Embrace the power of when. So I have a challenge for you, a question. How can you use the power of when to get you where you want to go? To live out that dream, to begin to pursue it more, to pursue your goal. Whatever your goal is, you want to lose weight? How are you going to do that? What's your first step? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. The power of when. Are you looking for that perfect time? Oh, I got to wait till all the birthdays are done for the year. Well, what if it doesn't happen for another 2 more months? You're just making up excuses to have more cake. What if you were to live every day like you want to live, and then when the birthday celebration comes, you give yourself permission to have that piece of cake. You give yourself permission to enjoy that 3 or 4 scoops of ice cream that you so desire. And then guess what? The next day, you get right back on track. Because if you look at the power of when, going, okay, I'm just going to wait till all of this lays out. No. One of the greatest excuses I've heard is, I don't have enough money. It doesn't matter what it is you're looking for. That's the excuse. I don't have enough money. And I get there. I have lived paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. I have carried 3 jobs at one time. And I'm not kidding. And that was actually 3 jobs. And one of those jobs was owning my own business. And then 2 other bosses. It's crazy. But I made it through. I survived. I did what I needed to do to get me to where I wanted to go. But how can you use that power of when? Are you going to wait till everything happens? Because you know what? Not everything's going to happen the way you want it to happen. So you might as well bury the dreams. Yeah, harsh reality. But I want all of us to understand that if you're going to sit here and wait to say, okay, my dreams, you know, me losing weight or me, you know, writing my book or whatever it is that you want to do in life. It may be that you want to come from the corporate world and you want to come home and you want to be a stay-at-home mom or you want to work from home. And you're like, I'm afraid to take that step. I'm afraid to be an entrepreneur because everything's got to line up. Not everything is going to ever line up. Something's going to get in the way. Dishes, laundry, bills, relationships, health, you name it, it's going to happen. So you've got to begin to look outside. Go back to the granite. How can you use the power of when to get you where you want to go? Do you want to just look at surface level? Do you just want to live life just blah? Or are you ready to get down to the nitty-gritty, to go lower, to see things at different levels, to understand, oh, wait, there may be dirt over here, but you know what? If I take this, I can clean it up. And now look at the beauty. It's all so smooth. Your spilt milk doesn't have to define your day. So live your dreams today. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.